Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
To stay on the right track, or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAMOUSE.
And you still said PA twice.
Did I?
Yeah.
One's for
Pills Anonymous.
Pills Anonymous.
Prostitutes Anonymous.
Procrastinators Anonymous. That's why I had to wait till the end of it to say that one. Welcome to Recovery 101. Where we don't speak for anyone but ourselves, and not that well. My name is Bruce. As always with?
Shelley.
And Mark M.
Shelley forgot. Shelley B. Welcome, all my friends.
To the show that you wish would end.
We're so glad you could attend.
Come inside, come inside.
Okay.
Sweet.
Dude. Oh, now I got Shelly doing it too.
No, I'm all loopy in the head from those stupid cigars you guys were smoking.
We bought some cigars.
Who's we? I didn't buy any.
I bought some cigars.
Bruce and the mouse in his pocket.
It came in a like a wax sealed
glass tube.
Cigars either. And what did Shelly say?
Those it smelled like. Okay, when I first smelled the tube, I thought, that smells like a three-day-old glass of Jack and Coke. I said, that smells like I'm going to get in trouble.
That's what she said.
And then they started to smoke them, well, and it still smelled like...
Yeah, but we smelled the cigars. They didn't smell like anything. They smelled like a cigar.
The smoke smelled horrible.
About 2 hits, about a hit each, and we're like... I'm like, I don't really like these very much. Mark's like, yeah, mine.
Mark looked like he was going to puke.
So
these are bad.
We have these two... fairly expensive brand new cigars sitting in the ashtray looking at us like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you, they smelled like, you know, one of those summer nights when I was looking for trouble.
At least it didn't smell like summer's eve.
Maybe that was it.
Well, all right then.
Did you miss the joke on that, Shelley?
No, I got the joke. I'm just trying to figure it out. Because summer's eve would smell good compared to that.
Depends when you smell it.
Ew, okay, can we move on now, please?
Isn't that a Massengill product?
Oh.
No, they're two different things. Summer's Eve and Massengill are two different companies.
Two girls, one douche?
You know, if you
I'm going to have to edit this show.
You know
we're already into edit land. No, come on, guys.
If you Fabio about that, he'd say douche.
Douche?
Strawberry douche. Ah. I heard him say it once. You know what that means.
Oh,
I know what it means.
What's it mean?
It means that, Mark, you should announce the recovery convention.
The recovery convention, Recovery 101 convention?
Yeah.
July 18th through 20th?
Yes.
South Point Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. We got to get that up.
If you guys go to Facebook and go to the little thing that says events, you can go by month and go to the 18th of January and click on it.
July. July.
Yeah.
We got you.
July, and you click on the event, it'll bring up the event, and you can say that, you know, you can say you're going to go or if you want to go or whatever.
I'm telling you, it's those cigars. Y'all are going to have to take a chip.
Not me.
No, because you know what?
A, I don't inhale.
B, I'm not that anal about it. Bruce might have to take a chip.
Well, we don't even know what was in the cigars. They just smelled bad.
It smelled like cherry to me.
Yeah.
To Shelly, it smelled like Jack Daniels, which I don't get because
Jack
it
and Coke
like cherry to me. But it was a sickeningly sweet kind of thing. It didn't really do much for me. But
we've moved on to much better cigars now.
Oh yeah, Pollo de Nicaragua Antaño 1970.
Yeah,
fine. Matter of fact, we should get them to sponsor the show.
Yeah, that's a major tobacco.
If they could just send us
a case, a quarter.
Cigars, yeah, a case of a quarter. That would be great. A case of boxes.
Oh, okay. A box a quarter would do.
Box a quarter?
Yeah, sure. That'd be about right.
What about a case of boxes a quarter? That would be awesome. Anyway.
Either way, it's not going to happen. Moving on.
It could happen. It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Okie dokie, Maniscokie. The first story we have is a case of I'm not having a good day.
Oh, well.
This poor guy, this happened in Detroit. So right off the bat, you know, he's not having a good day.
Oh, he's in Detroit.
Yeah, well, that doesn't help. Buy a house for a dollar there.
I don't. You know, I think I cut off the top line of the story because I can't find the guy's first name, but he's Mr. Williams. He's 30 years old. He owned a Monte Carlo, 2000 Monte Carlo, which was stolen from in front of his house in Detroit. You know, weeks go by, blah, blah, blah. The cops finally tell him, we found your car. It's at Bobby's towing yard. You have to go and pick it up.
What's left of it?
So, no, actually, I saw the picture of the car. He took a picture of it when he went to pick it up. Detroit made him pay to pick up his stolen property. $1,000.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. So, adds insult to injury. So, at any rate, so
maybe,
he doesn't...
Maybe he got his car stowed and then, you know, towed and then claimed it was stolen. Hoping to get it back for free.
I think they'd know that.
Yeah, they'd figure that out. Yeah. Anyway, so he goes and picks up his car. He pays the impound fee. Gets it back to his house. The same tow truck. 15 minutes later, came and towed his car away.
Why?
Because a police officer, you know, one of those community officers or whatever, driving by, thought it was parked in front of an abandoned home and called the towing company, Bobby's Towing, who said, oh, well, we got a guy out in that neighborhood right now. And he went and picked up the car.
Wow.
I would hope he got it back without having to pay any fees
well,
this time.
He didn't have to pay the second time. Unfortunately, Bobby messed up his car. The front hood was all jacked up. There's a light missing, and the bumper's half off now.
Wow.
Bobby said that it unfortunately bumped a fence going into the tow yard.
Bobby's got insurance.
Yeah, so the Detroit...
I'd also sue for an extra $1,000 just
yes, to
fun.
Get your,
absolutely.
Your feedback. The police department, Detroit Police Department, said they are looking into the matter and will take this up with Mr. Williams.
I had a guy fix my Dodge truck one time. One of my friends had borrowed it, gotten quite the rip-roaring wreck with it. And I had like a $1,000 deductible. And when I went to go and pick up my truck from the guy,
yeah,
I'm getting out $1,000 to pay the guy that was fixing the car. And he goes, no need. And he handed me $500 cash. And I'm like, what's that for? He goes, I overcharged your insurance.
Oh.
And I'm like, so I've got no copay, and you're giving me $500 and the truck. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, okay. Because
so you
I don't
committed
know how
insurance
legal
fraud.
That is,
that's insurance fraud.
Not by me.
But you accepted it. So you're an accessory.
All I did was get my truck back.
How long ago was this?
8 years.
Perfect.
8 years? This happened while we were married?
You're now you're
when my truck
now you're an
wrecked?
Accessory after the fact, Shelley.
I'm editing this show.
This show's never going to go up.
There's going to be so much edited out of this show. All right, Katie Uck sent this story in.
Katie, live from the stripper pole.
Now she said when she read this story, she started giggling because she got. I don't know if you guys have seen Fawlty Towers. Well, Bruce has.
Oh, I have.
There's an episode where Basil Fawlty is trying not to mention World War II in front of a bunch of German tourists at his hotel.
Do you know who what Fawlty Towers is?
No.
Okay, it's John Cleese from Monty Python.
Yeah.
And he plays an inn owner who's an actual real inn owner in...
Yeah, in England.
In England, who's just...
Turkey.
Normally kind of a dick to people.
Yeah. So anyway, the guy in question was the Polish MEP. It's a...
MEP.
MEP. It's a politician.
Minister
of something.
Ethical protocol.
Yes, he is from the Civic Platform Party of Poland. His name is something I'm never going to be able to pronounce, but it starts with Jacek. Jacek Protasiewicz.
Nice, Shelley.
Protasiewicz. Never mind. he was at the Frankfurt Germany.
It sounds just like it's spelled.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. It's actually Smith. the Z is silent.
Yeah, the Z is
Garcia.
Silent. He was at the Frankfurt, Germany airport. A little bit three sheets to the wind. A customs officer was going through his belongings, you know, at the security gate. And the Polish minister began shouting, Heil Hitler, and telling the customs officer that he needs to go to Auschwitz.
Wow. How long is he in jail for?
Wow.
He also grabbed one of the luggage trolleys from a passing, passenger that was passing by, trying to put his stuff on the other guy's trolley.
Oh.
Before then getting into a fight with more customs staff. And apparently called quite a few people Hitler and Nazi.
Wow.
Yes.
So what happened to
him? Let's raise a glass.
Well, he's been arrested. Well, I'm sure we'll get the update on that later.
Yeah, I bet we won't. We'll never hear from him again.
He's released.
He's gone.
He's released.
Well,
he
said,
or something.
Yeah, he said he was. Map. He had diplomatic immunity. But you know what? I'm sorry. Diplomatic immunity is no excuse for being a dick.
I thought you could arrest someone with diplomatic immunity.
Well, it says he was detained.
You could detain them. That's where you take their taint off.
Phil M. sent the story in.
Yay, Phil.
Chris Brown got arrested.
Again?
At rehab.
That's awesome.
You got to be a special kind of low to get arrested at rehab.
Yeah. Because nobody knows you're there.
Yeah. Now, the story says the exact details are not known. He was supposed to be discharged from the facility for failure to comply or whatever.
It means he was loaded.
Well, no, he was actually in the rehab primarily for anger management because he went off. He's assaulted several other people.
I was going to say, who's he beat up
this week
inside rehab?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say in the story.
Failure to comply.
He's still on probation from his original charges of beating the crap out of Rihanna. The judge has revoked his he was about to get off probation. The judge has revoked that and has extended it.
Now he's lucky he didn't go back and do his original time.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen yet because he got arrested. He's only completed 250 of his 1,000 hours of community service.
Mm.
And he is going back to jail until they let him out or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really sad right now.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently he was in Passages in Malibu.
What? Oh, wait.
Did they cure him?
Yeah. I thought they had the cure.
I guess not.
What? That's impossible. They say it on every ad. We have the cure. Well,
the cure's on tour now.
Yeah.
now they have Chris Brown.
Lead singer.
We had the cure.
And
they checked out.
And let me ask you a question because I know, and I know people be like, I can't believe you can't do this. I could not name a single Chris Brown song to save my life.
I still don't. You know any Chris Brown songs, and I don't care either.
I concur with Shelley.
Now, I'm sure my daughter could name some, but I cannot. So I'm not feeling that bad.
Oh, all right.
I'm feeling more bad from the guy from Passages who apparently has been proven wrong once again.
The next story is from Phil M. as well. This story's out of the UK.
Fuck.
They're having a little bit of trouble with what they call legal highs.
What's the problem?
What is very popular over there right now is something called AH-791. Mm-hmm. It's a fake opiate-based product that acts like heroin, but then almost kills you.
So AH-791.
AH-791.
Is this one of those stupid things like the stuff that's so new?
Yeah, there's
that the
no
FDA name hasn't for it. Even doesn't have anything on it, so there's nothing really to claim it's being illegal.
Yes, and that's the problem. They're called legal highs, and they're coming out. What did he say? They bring out.
They're like horse tranquilizers or something. They're not intended for people, so they bust you with it, and you're like, okay, well, what's the charge? And they go, well, we don't know.
Yeah, the British government has gotten around to finally banning 250 of these legal highs. So they're now illegal. But then what happens is every week it says that they estimate that there are 700 websites, British-based websites, and specialist shops all over the country that then take these now illegal highs, tweak the formula a little bit, suddenly it's not illegal anymore, and then put them back out there. And they're doing this every week.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't they handing out heroin in England now?
Well, that's the thing is if you go to a doctor and you say, I'm an addict, I want to get off heroin, they put you in a program where they provide you with clean heroin and titrate you down. They don't do methadone or Suboxone or anything like that. They titrate you down.
That's a big thing I see on all the NA pages. People that post images and stuff is this, oh, so you're on Suboxone, huh? Tell me how clean you are.
Well, apparently Suboxone is just as hard to get off as heroin.
Methadone's way harder.
And let's see.
Really lousy kick to it.
Okay. I think this guy's a hero of the week. The next story. Well, you guys may disagree, but I think he's a hero of the week. So you guys got to do the kazoos and then you can find out.
Well, let's just make sure there's no spiders in these. Just watch a big black widow come piling out of the end. Wow. I got major lip vibration on that.
The story is from Bill, sent it in, and it takes place in Miami.
Florida!
Yes. Miami-Dade County has what they call Crime Stoppers. It's a group of concerned citizens that will take anonymous tips from people about crimes and go to the police and give them the information so that because there's a lot of gangs, there's a lot of violence, they're, you know, crime, drug lords, blah, blah, blah.
So people are afraid. So it's you can tip without anybody knowing.
Right, without anybody knowing. The director, the current director, and this is a volunteer position, Richard Mastin. He is now the current director of Crime Stoppers. He was called into court because a judge, Victoria Brennan, wanted him to reveal information about a tipster because they want to track the tipster down. He refused. They placed him in contempt of court, and he got 14 days in jail, which has been suspended right now. He said he promised people he will not give their personal information or any identifying information. He said because the problem is in a lot of these cases, if this gets out, and it will in court, somebody dies. And he said, I made a promise. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, he's
well, you know what's going to happen now. That guy. That guy's going to meet an untimely meeting with some gang members. They'll get it out of him.
I hope not. But I think that's, you know, you're getting valuable information. What was that? Oh, my God. Holy crap. Why is the drawer on the CD thing going in and out?
Shelly?
What?
Are you sure you weren't smoking something weird?
I'm positive. Did it not just go in and out, Mark?
Did what not go in and out?
Oh, never mind. Anyway, I think that is...
Yes, it did, Shelly.
Awesome.
Whatever you say.
Well...
Whatever you say.
Actually, we're at 17 minutes. We're at 17 minutes, so I will say that that is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at
selfwillhappens.com.
Yeah. So, Shelly, what's our topic?
I knew he was going to do that.
Just said, I don't know what any of the topics are. You don't listen to anything I say, do you?
You don't listen when we talk about the topics, do you?
Dude, oh! That was an hour ago.
It wasn't.
It was so.
It wasn't.
We had to have our 45-minute diatribe about how stanky the cigars were. I lit a cigarette in self-defense. The smell was so bad.
And I was grateful.
Yeah. Well, we could do, shall we do the one from Sarah?
Sure.
The recovery coach.
Which one is that?
Who's the men with the men and women with the women.
Ooh.
You got a nifty show name for that?
Gay A?
Gay A?
I'm just kidding.
Send your mail to Mark.
What would you call men with men and women with women?
That's actually a... Dude, what a... Well, you know, I mean... I suppose I think it's funny because I think it sounds humorous. But if I was gay, I would think that would be perfect. Gay A. That'd be awesome. Maybe it's only awesome because
I'm not. And if it's
not.
In Canada.
Gay A.
Gay A.
Sweet. So, Shelley, what do you think? Men with the men, women with the women.
It's a good idea.
Who's the lead on music by?
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
Well, let's throw a little twist on it right here at the
beginning.
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
Along with the gay A thing. Let's say I'm a female and I'm getting clean and sober and I hear someone share and I, you know, they're sharing in a, they're speaking at a meeting or something. I really like what they had to say. And the speaker is a lesbian.
Well, we have to. This isn't a twist. We've talked about this before. And
it's still a twist.
The consensus was we don't know.
Oh, well.
And we were sure of that, too.
Yes, we were sure of that because
we
I don't
sure
know.
Don't.
It is a good question. I mean, the whole point of the separation of sexes when you're sponsoring people in the program is to prevent there from being any kind of sexual tension or overtones of coercion or anything like that.
Right.
It keeps it strictly above board.
Right.
Above the waist, above board.
Plus, I'm a lesbian.
Trapped in a man's body. Yeah. Yes.
Well.
But then you're right. What about people that are gay sponsoring the same sex? I mean, then the sexual tension is right back in the mix. In the
loophole.
Mix. Then what do you do? Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing, though. That would be supposing that someone in a position to be a sponsor would automatically think about, oh, I want to bang my sponsee.
Now, you know, Bruce, it's just interesting that of all the ways we could have started this topic, you went dead sideways.
Shelley didn't even think it was a curveball, so there you go.
Because it was something that we've discussed before, and we just didn't know how we would resolve that.
Oh.
And you are correct. You're male. You automatically want to bang everything.
Not true.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of people I wouldn't bang. I wouldn't bang Roseanne. Not even because of the way she looks. I just don't like her.
Plus, he's happily married. I can tell by the way the wedding ring strangles his finger.
That's right. No, I mean, you know, you know what? There's people I wouldn't bang that other people find very attractive. I'm not a fan of, who's the actress
exactly.
with all the teeth?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Cindy
really?
Crawford. Roberts, I'm not a big fan of her either. I don't like the whole mole thing. And there's people that, like, give their left, you know, to be with them. And it's just not necessarily that I would want to. So, I mean, part of the thing of...
It's a beauty mark.
Now, you guys are talking specifically sponsorship.
Right.
Because I think some of the men with the men, women with the women also involves
Well, working
hanging
with.
Out.
Fellowship.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mark, about any of those things?
Wow, I have just a plethora of information to feed off of here. You know, I've always found it interesting. I know several guys that have some pretty significant time who do sponsor females. Interestingly enough, they're not their first sponsor. And it's usually...
when they've got time?
They've got time. Yeah, they've like had a sponsor, and their sponsor moves away, and they have to get a new sponsor. And they've got like eight, nine years clean and sober, and they have to get another sponsor. And they go to, you know, a dozen meetings, and they've got the most time in the room.
I was going to mention that, because think if you live in a small area. Let's say you live in an area like where we went on vacation that time, where the local speaker meeting's got six people. Not only does a local speaker meeting have six people, maybe one of them's a female. She may be the one looking for a sponsor, and there just may not be.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a woman with 8 or 9 years and you live in a small area, you may be the one that all the girls are coming to, and suddenly you look around – and there's, like, really no one else to get. So you pick an old-timer.
Yeah.
Someone who's been around a long
time.
They've
been a friend for years.
They're not sleazy.
Yeah.
Purportedly. Yeah.
Now, I think when you come in and you're new, for newcomers, I think you work with members of your own gender.
Yeah. Agreed. How about hanging out? Because this may have come somewhat out of the show we did a while ago about predators and meetings and all that stuff.
That's exactly where it came from.
So what about just hanging out? Because we had talked a little on that show of where do you meet people to go out with if you're not going to meet them at meetings. Like, let's say you're going to go to a dance. And you're a girl. You go with a bunch of girls.
Yep. And there's guys there who went with a bunch of guys.
Yeah. Now, do you all go home together?
So now all the guys from the male recovery house meet all the girls from the female recovery house. And now you just got a whole new strand of sickness starting.
Suddenly, it's a musical song out of Greece.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
You know, we go together, like Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a, dinky-dinky-donk, together forever.
See, I wasn't that big a Greece fan, so I'm already thrown. There's other people going, are you kidding? You don't know that? No,
how do you
I
not
don't.
Know that?
But, the only one I know is,
you
you're the one that I want.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that's, and Grease Lightning. That's the only ones I know.
So, but what, you know, I mean, is there a difference, though, between men working with men, women working with women, between it being with newcomers and with people who have time?
I would think so. Because my, God's calling. No, actually, it's my sponsee calling. Maybe he's going to go out, but I don't think so. Because if you're new, and Shelly, give your opinion on this. Someone comes in, they're new. We know. We've seen it before. I've been at a meeting at Charter, and I spoke or something. Some gal who's doing the program comes up. Can I have your number? Shelly swoops right in there and says, no, but you can have my number. Because I think for people that are new, they don't really know any better, right? I mean, Shelly, girl comes in brand new. They say, get a sponsor. She hears someone who's got 20 years speaking. She goes, seems like a good sponsor, you know.
Right, but it's a guy. I mean, this is one of my pet peeves. I've given out a bazillion cards with my phone number on them. In fact, I need to order some more. That reminds me. One of my pet peeves is going to a meeting. And I know there are women in the room. There might not be that many, but there are a few that have some.
How do you know?
Well, I know them.
Okay.
That have a few years, you know, have some time. They can sponsor. There are newcomer women in there. And I turn around. I get I go to get a card. I go to turn around. And the girl's talking to a bunch of young guys. And these older women are making no effort whatsoever to talk to this girl. That drives me crazy.
Why?
Because women that have some time in the program and men that have some time in the program have a responsibility to put their hand out to the newcomer of their same gender so that they don't fall into that, you know, boy meets girl on AA campus and they both go out and get loaded.
But wasn't that God's will for them if that's what happens?
Oh, for God's sake, are we going to go back to that again? God's will for us is to...
Let's not go back to the program.
How do we stay sober? We stay sober by passing it on to the newcomers. If we're just going to sit there and wait for the meeting to start and not talk to any of the newcomers, are we aiding our own sobriety? No.
No, we're eating our young.
I said aiding, not eating.
So I said we're not aiding, then we're eating our young.
That makes no sense at all. Bruce is texting.
Well, I'm texting so I don't get another call.
Oh.
So, since I missed that last little part because I was texting.
That's okay. Move on.
So, we've determined that we think that there is a difference between new people and old people.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, Shelley, you have 7 years. If your sponsor moved out of town and we lived in a small town, which we don't, but if we did.
And I was your only option for a good sponsor.
Just shoot me now.
Ow.
I pitched that to her as soft as I could.
Yeah, that was a softball if I've ever seen one. That was underhanded slow pitch right there. In kickball, that would have been slow baby bounces.
I remember baby bounces.
I teed that up for you.
I know you
slow
did.
Baby bounces. You're going to kick that one out of the park. I remember we were in elementary school, and there was this kid named Keith Sabo, who for his age, like we were in like fifth grade, was like Mr. Athleticism.
Uh-huh.
You give this guy slow baby bouncies, he kicks this ball so far, it goes out of the area we're playing, goes up in a tree, knocks a beehive out of the tree.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Game over.
School over. Yeah, there were people screaming and running everywhere, teachers, everything. Something else. So, but Shelly, I mean, seriously, you're in an area. There's not a lot of women for you to choose from.
Uh-huh.
Do you consider taking someone with less time than you to sponsor you?
Instead of a man, or do you
go with the long-term sobriety you know is in front of you, even though it's the wrong sex?
It's a good question. It's a difficult choice, but I think I would, depending on, you know, if I thought somebody's program was pretty solid, even if they had less time than I did, I would consider it.
I mean, think about
people in the program that have 30, 40 years. They're getting up there. All their contemporaries have mostly passed away, and they still need somebody to bounce stuff off of because that's what we do in the program. They're going to have to take somebody that has less time than they do.
My sponsor, Roger, who's up there, he tends to bounce stuff off his sponsees that have some time. You know, he's been around long enough. He's got sponsees with 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And he said that to him, being able to sponsor, you know, because he's one of those things that time is a really relative thing. And if currently he doesn't have a sponsor because his sponsor is gone. And he says, I bounce things off my sponsees that have some time. That he goes, I work with these guys. I know the guys that are working good program and who aren't. He goes, I don't bounce them off everybody. Mark's probably not going to bounce anything off his brand new guy.
No.
Mark, you got
other than a
Mark,
ball
Mark,
off
you
his
got
head.
A, you got a really big thing coming up. You got a really big thing. You can't get a hold of your sponsor. You got this one guy who shall remain nameless. Mm-hmm. You bounce anything off him?
Bounce a nickel off his head.
You might knock him over.
But seriously, in that situation, I go work with him. Because he's got enough problems to get me out of whatever I've got going on.
That is true. That my is sponsor true. Often told me that she was grateful when I called because it made her feel so grateful she wasn't me.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. No, that's true. That's a very good point. But again, I think questions like this are a little bit different for us, I think, because we're in a major metropolitan area.
Yeah, I mean.
There are literally, I think in the L.A. area, in L.A. County, there's like 1,500 AA meetings a day. There's like 400 or 500 NA meetings a day. There's like 200 or 300 CA meetings a day. It's like that's like over 2,000 meetings of kind of the big three fellowships that you could go to and find sponsors. Whereas if I live in bum flip nowhere, like I'm living in some small town in Idaho or something, there might be four alcoholics in the county.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've got 28 years. My sponsor passed away last year. I needed to get a new sponsor. I'm very fortunate that I had a few people to choose from. You know?
Sure. You could have chose one of the first guys you hung out with.
Yeah.
You could have grabbed Reggie.
Yeah. Although he's got less time than me.
He does?
Yeah.
Did he go out?
He went out right after I came in, then he came right
back. Oh. Oh, so you can sponsor him then.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, what would your final words be on men with the men, women with the women?
I think as much as possible, we need to stick to our own gender when it comes to sponsoring and working program stuff. However, I would also like to interject the caveat that if you are sincere about getting sober and that's really your intent, if your motives are pure and the person who's sponsoring you has good motives, it doesn't really matter. If the choice is to be sponsored by opposite gender, somebody who's got some time, and go out and drink, you take the sponsor.
And I didn't even bring this up because I didn't think about it at the time. Shelley?
What?
Gay man comes to you, says, I need a sponsor.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now, okay, you would do it. Mark?
Yeah?
Gay woman comes to you, says, I need a sponsor.
I'd flip her.
You what?
I'd flip her.
Over?
I'd bring her over to the other side.
Oh, not going to happen.
See, that's where I was going to go with this because
that is a typical male He-Man response.
No,
because that's
exactly.
Not possible.
Exactly, because I was going to say, I think a straight woman can sponsor a gay male, no problem. Yeah. I don't even think at all. But a guy looks at the gay woman and says, can you bring a friend?
You are just so wrong. This is why Roger does not bounce stuff off of you because you are not one of the sponsors working a good program.
Roger does bounce stuff off. But I'll tell you what.
Yes, he bounces.
The reason I bring that up, though, is for exactly that reason.
No.
Where Shelley would say, sure, I'd sponsor a gay guy. I probably wouldn't sponsor a lesbian woman because I'm going to hear stuff in the inventory. That's just I'm going to be like, really?
Because you are a rude old man. That's what you are.
Here's the thing. Seriously.
You're not old.
Seriously. I made a joke earlier, but seriously. I don't know that I could sponsor her because I don't know that I can really relate to the things that she's been going through. I don't think I can relate to what's gone on in the past. Like, that's the problem with me with sponsoring any female is I can't relate to the feelings and the things, I can't give any guidance. Because I don't know what direction to have you go. You know,
where is that?
I got a guy right now that I'm sponsoring that calls me every day with some new female he's met that is just, she's down to earth and she's wonderful and he's really interested in her. And then, you know, then Tuesday's child shows up. And
how many days have you sponsored him?
Two.
How many times has he called you?
He's called me 9 times.
How many women have been involved in these calls?
Two.
Different ones?
Different ones.
In 2 days?
Yes.
Hmm.
And
But you can relate.
Well, I can, and I can counsel him. And I can tell him the...
Back the F off, women.
No, I could just... I told you what I told him. I feel bad for them because they have so much to offer you, and you have you. that's all there is. But
and they're normies.
Yeah, they're all normies.
I, you know, the idea of thrusting your sickness for people that have no idea. I mean, at least if you met a girl in the program, she'd know you're an alcoholic. You meet somebody on the street who has no knowledge of alcoholism at all, they have no idea what they're getting into at all.
Yeah.
At least Mark, what would your final words on the sponsorship or men with the men and women with the women?
I think that when people first show up in the program, for the protection of all, it is best to keep the men working and fellowshipping with men as best they can. To the point that was being made when we did the show a couple weeks ago, naturally, the best place you have to meet and date is within the rooms. But it's a really good idea to learn to love yourself before you try to learn to love someone else.
I try to learn my love myself, and I just say, bad hand.
You are so rude. You are always, you always have one of those, everything is a sexual innuendo with you.
Yeah, but it was funny.
I'm a Scorpio. My sun sign is Scorpio. My rising sign is Scorpio, and my moon sign is Scorpio. And I asked the woman, is that a good thing? And she goes, maybe. And I thought, well, what kind of answer is that? My feeling for my final words is that men should always work with men. Women should always work with women as long as that's feasible and possible. If you live in an area where you just don't have and you're a woman and there's just no one really to sponsor you, pick a guy with a lot of time. You know, someone that you respect and someone that you're pretty sure is not going to try and get in your panties. Shelley.
Well, unless, of course, you want that.
That's a show for another time.
Okay.
I'm attracted to my sponsor. What do I do? Ooh. Yeah, no, I'm not so much.
God, that's a Jerry Springer show.
It is. It is. Shelley.
What? Yes.
We have a friend back east.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. You may also, if you would like to see the Southern California-ish edition of the 12-Step Gazette, because there is a franchise now, you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE. And that, or you can go to our page, and there is a link on our page. You can click on that.
Right. Recovery101.net, and you scroll down, and you can find the link to the New Way Foundation advertiser we have, also to the 12-Step Gazette in general, and then to the 12-Step Gazette IE, and also a link that you can click on that goes to
nowhere.
Whatever site the lead-out music person has asked us to send you to. Mark?
Yes?
We have friends.
We do? We have friends.
Where are they going to go in July?
We have friends.
All five of us?
They're going to come to Vegas, baby.
Sin City. What happens in Vegas?
The Recovery 101 convention happens in Vegas. And if you guys are nice, maybe we'll just stay there. Because we'll happen and we'll stay.
Nice.
But no, we appreciate the people out there who are listening to our show, though. And any way you listen to the show, we ask that you go to our site, which is recovery101.net. From there, you can follow the show. You can like it. You can comment. You can add us to your playlists. And you can also let us know in the comments if you're coming to the convention. We have many ways you can let us know that you're coming.
Yes.
So July 18th through 20th, do not miss it.
Do not. If you are Facebook friendly, one, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show page. Number two, you can go to your little events thing, click on through the months till you get to July, click on the 18th, and it will show you where the Recovery 101 convention page is at. You can indicate on there if you're going to attend, if you're might going to attend, if there's no way in hell you're going to attend. But we think you'll be missing out. Hey, we don't know how many people are going to come, but it's an excuse to go to Vegas. I mean, hey. Also, if you want to be a little more anonymous, you can go to the Recovery 101 group. We've had a bunch of people coming into that group lately. So if you want to do that, ask and ye shall receive. You can talk to a couple of hosts in there. You can talk to many of the people that you hear that send boozy news and things like that. And you can send boozy news and things like that. Although we prefer you not post it in the group.
Right. Don't post boozy news in the group.
Because we want to surprise people with the boozy news.
Right.
But you can send those to our email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, who is the lead out music by?
I didn't even think of a lead out.
Deer?
Oh, I know, again.
Did you not think we were going to have lead out music tonight?
I don't know what I was thinking. How about, we haven't had KDRSD in a while.
Kill Devil Rum Club. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Lay my head down by the river, where I go is not where I've been. Sometimes I lay at night, it feels forever. I pray to God this just my end. Turned around, this is what she said. laying in the corner and trying to scrape the wall. Freezing from the side and I'm shivering in cold. I smoke my last cigarette. I'm crawling on the floor. I'm screaming from the side and I don't know forever, one time.